From the WFIR Newsroom, this is your Culture Calendar, sponsored by the Rono Cultural Endowment. See more at ronoculturalendowment.org. I'm Gene Marano. This is the final week for David Ramey, Gainsborough Road and Beyond, the exhibit with drawings and written stories from the late David Ramey Sr. at both the Taubman Museum and the Harrison Museum of African American Culture is wrapping up on Saturday. President of the Harrison Museum is Charles Price.
This existed, that we grew up in times that were just common for us. This was where our life was. This is the church we went to. This is the bridge that we crossed, the record shop, the movie theater.
One last weekend through the Saturday for Escape to Margaritaville at Mill Mountain Theater, the Jimmy Buffett-inspired musical. You can meet Roanoke Youth Poet Laureate Alani Spencer at the Melrose Library this Wednesday at 5:30 p.m.
Poetry is meaningful to me because it connects me to the world. It brings me closer to other artists and writers who are also making a difference through their work.
Learn more about starting your own arts business on the first Monday of each month through June from 6 to 7:30 p.m. at the Grand & Co-Lab with Roanoke Artist-in-Residence Catherine Devine. The next Arts Business Roundtable at the Co-Lab is next Monday, April 1st. Music-wise, Kings return at Jefferson Center this Wednesday. Grammy-nominated jazz vocalist Searle Amy at the Jeff Center on Thursday. A songwriter showcase at the Spot on Kirk Saturday. And just before Easter, J.S. Bach's The Passion According to St. John with the Roanoke Baroque Chamber Orchestra and Choir at First Evangelical Presbyterian Church in Roanoke this Friday. The Virginia Museum of Transportation in downtown Roanoke on the day before Easter this Saturday presents The Excellent Adventure, VMT Executive Director Mendy Flynn.
We'll have the Easter Bunny here, the scavenger hunt, all kinds of family activities and crafts, games, face painting.
The video It's Here, produced for Roanoke City's Economic Development Department with its debut on a Buzz for Good episode, won a Silver Addy Award and was the judge's choice from the American Advertising Federation Roanoke chapter.
So bold for the glory. Yeah, it's all here. Telling our stories, take the lead. Etch a stone, look for me.
Violinist Shalene Cowell from the Roanoke Symphony Orchestra and the Roanoke Cultural Endowment is featured in the It's Here video, as is her husband J.P. Powell from the band My Radio, and poet-rapper Brian Hancock, a.k.a. Harvest Black. And Hollins University President Mary Dana Hinton discusses her new book, Leading from the Margins, College Leadership from Unexpected Places, this Thursday at 7 p.m. at the DuPont Chapel on the Hollins campus. Check for more local events online, and that's your WFIR Culture Calendar.
Hello, I'm Shalene Powell, Executive Director for the Roanoke Cultural Endowment. Our objective is to raise $20 million, and once we get there, we'll award grants to local arts and culture organizations, providing financial sustainability, helping them to thrive. Your donation, small or large, can make a difference. See more at roanokeculturalendowment.org.